There are fresh details today about the rescue on Sunday of seven American POWs in Iraq. It turns out the rescue almost didn't happen after 30 to 40 Marines were tipped off to the location of the prisoners. Peter Baker of The Washington Post spoke today with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
An Iraqi told them that they went to House 13 in Samarra, the town on the road between Baghdad and Tikrit, they would find the Americans there, but they couldn't find a house number 13, and suddenly there were more and more people, Iraqis, in the streets around them, on the rooftops overhead, and they began to worry that this was something of a setup, an ambush, and they were about to pull out when suddenly they heard somebody call out to them, "Hey, I'm an American," and it turned out to be one of the POWs, Chief Warrant Officer David Williams, calling out to them from the house.
Peter, there was a secret code that the Americans were to use as they found the house with the POWs. What was that code?
The Iraqis had told them to knock three times on the door, and that the guards would then answer with their weapons either holstered or on the floor. But I talked with Lance Corporal Kearney Russell. He was the Marine who actually did bang on the door three times. He got no answer, so his commander said, kick it in. And this, he's an 18-year-old Marine. He just kicked the door in, smashed it in, and the squad rushed in at full bore, not knowing what to expect. They could have been ambushed, and it turned out they weren't, thank goodness, and they found them seven American soldiers waiting for their freedom.
Peter, you write in your story this morning that the Marines yelled, "If you're an American, get up, get out." What happened in that dramatic moment?
That's right. It was a very confused situation, of course, because the Americans were dressed in these Iraqi pajamas, and they hadn't shaved, and they were kind of dirty, and they didn't look, you know, the same sort of military bearing, I think, that, you know, you would expect. So it would have been very easy for them to have gotten confused in this very quick movement. So they told everybody first to get down, and then they told the Americans to get up and get out. And they put them outside in the courtyard and separated them from the guards. It turned out to be only three Iraqi guards there at that time. But the Americans had been well treated by these particular guards, the last guards they had over a 21-day ordeal, and they begged the Marines, "Don't hurt them. They're our friends. They've been helping us."
Peter, were the POWs ever in danger of losing their lives?
Yeah, I think certainly the POWs were in danger of being killed. They certainly believed they were. Based, if nothing else, on the history of the regime as they knew it. They believed that these guards, the first guards especially, were capable of anything. One of the POWs, Shoshana Johnson, told me the other day that as they got further and further away from Baghdad and they heard less of the fighting, she actually became more worried that they were going to be killed because she figured that they were more of a hindrance to the Iraqis than a help, and that put them in danger.
What happened to their three captors?
They left them there. The Americans asked them to treat them well. The Marines did. The Marines, in fact, said, "Okay, if you help our guys, we'll take you with us if you want." But the Iraqis said, "No, this is our home. We want to stay here."
Peter Baker of The Washington Post, thank you so much.
Thank you, Juan.
Peter Baker of The Washington Post. He spoke with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.